Hello, this is my reply to the questions about who I am, the greatest challenge I've overcome or overcoming, and what I have learned. My name is Ben Greenfield. I am an author. I am a human performance consultant and coach. I am a speaker. And I am a freelance journalist as well as a relentless self-experimenter. I believe in using a combination of ancestral wisdom combined with modern science to enhance one's mind, body, and spirit so that one can live a truly limitless life and experience life to the fullest while doing as much good in the world as possible. I live in Spokane, Washington with my wife and twin boys. I have a master's degree in biomechanics and physiology. I'm a certified personal trainer and nutritionist. And in addition to studying the human body, I love to play music and read and hunt and forage for plants, dabble in a bit of tennis, and travel. The greatest challenge that I have overcome, well, if we want to get very specific, because I've done some of the most masochistic events on the face of the planet, from the 38 degrees below zero 72-hour Spartan Agoji back in Vermont to 13 Ironman triathlons, including Ironman Hawaii, the World Championship of Triathlon, and the brutal heat of Kona seven times, and also the coveted Spartan Delta, which is some of the toughest Spartan races on the face of the planet, done over the course of a year. And I've also trained with the Navy SEALs down in Encinitas, Colorado, and logged over 6,000 miles of endurance racing and adventure racing and beating up my body on the field of battle. I would say that the greatest challenge of any of these that I have overcome would be, it's such a difficult question, but I would say writing my very first book, Beyond Training, which turned out to be a New York Times bestseller. When I say my very first book, what I consider to be my very first serious book that I put a lot of time into, the rigor involved with daily writing, the daily grind, the researching, the constant editing, the back and forth. I mean, it is, as some may say, one of the unhealthiest things you can do to write a book on health, and that might be true. But in the end, you know, I remember getting that beautiful hardcover book in the mail and being able to open it and have that work of creation in my hands. And even though it was difficult to each day have that blank Word document with the blinking cursor in front of me, I feel that overcoming that challenge and producing that book is one of the things that I'm most proud of. What have I learned? Boy, I've learned a lot, but from that challenge, here's what I learned that really sticks out. Doing a little bit every day adds up. Creating just a little bit every day adds up. Making art just a little bit every day adds up. Not a day goes by that I don't write an article, make a video, record an audio, or write a few pages of the book. And over the course of a year, that results in hundreds and thousands and hundreds of thousands of words and recorded audios and videos and things that help people, that help to generate value for the people who I write for and record for and produce content for. But it's a little bit every day, just like exercise. It's a little bit every day, and that's how you overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. Just like when I'm racing Ironman, I tell myself I need to get from this telephone pole to that telephone pole. Never the finish line, right? It's always those intermediate goals. And eventually the finish line comes into view and you realize that you've done it. The same goes for writing, right? 500 or 1,000 or 2,000 words a day. The same goes for exercise. You know, 10 push-ups every hour or 100 jumping jacks every time you sit for longer than an hour. Or going gradually from, you know, a 16-pound kettlebell to an 18-pound kettlebell to a 20-pound kettlebell, and before you know it, you're hoisting a couple of 50-pound kettlebells over your head. Everything occurs in small, intermediate steps, and you break things into tiny goals, and that's what I learned a lot by overcoming that challenge. I hope this has been helpful for you, and that it helps out your audience. Thanks for listening.